If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We're about to get inside your pocket now and speaking to all young investors, even if you happen to be young at heart. We have a few principles to share with you to make sure that investors can be young and savvy. Joined now on the line by Ayanda Majola, co-founder of SV Capital, helping us unpack this in terms of a different investment approach that we need to be mindful of. Ayanda, welcome to the show and thank you for your patience.
Thank you so much for having me.
Fantastic. As we begin this conversation, Ayanda, I guess first things first, let's get straight into understanding some of the typical mistakes that young investors do make.
Yeah, so I think the most typical is looking for instant gratification in their investments, where the goal really is not long-term, but rather short-term. And that really can impede on young investors' ability to grow their wealth and really build a solid pot for themselves that would be able to look after themselves and create a lifestyle that they want for themselves down the line.
100%. And this is important because obviously it all starts off with goals, right? And sometimes we want the lifestyle, the education, the fashion and all of that. And I guess we just need to go back to basics in terms of understanding what we need and what we want, but also not aiming entirely for perfection.
Correct. And, you know, I like saying personally that you can have whatever you want, just not at the same time. Mm. And it comes setting very effective goals for yourself, because to date, goals have been centered around what you want to achieve in your career, in your life and so on. But no one really focuses on financial goals. And financial goals are as important, where you need to map out a strategy, a plan on what you want to achieve financially, how you're going to do it, where you're going to put that money to ensure that 5, 10, 15 years from now, you have built a good pot for yourself that can look after you and cater for your lifestyle. And it's important to note that in the prior week, we just had Global Money Week, which is a very important annual awareness campaign that's focused on emphasizing the importance of early financial education for young people. And what I really liked with 2024 is the theme around Global Money Week, which is protect your money and secure your future, which is the ethos and core of what we try to achieve at SV Capital, where we encourage young investors to start early, to start investing as soon as possible, but in doing so, invest in assets that not only make sense, but also generate a really good return to ensure that they're paying their future selves and they're securing their future.
100%. If you've just joined us, we are in conversation with Ayanda Majola, co-founder of SV Capital, helping us understand how we as young people, yes, I said we, because I'm very young too, can make sure that we invest accordingly and in assets that do match our needs.
Inside Your Pocket is brought to you by African Bank. Unlock a world of benefits with the African Bank My World account. More value, more choices, and endless rewards.
Well, on that note, Ayanda, as you mentioned, there's some asset classes that we need to consider. I love equities. I talk about equities all the time. Looking at your background within corporate finance and the various institutions you've worked for, I can imagine as well that you might have an affinity to equities. And typically they do well over the long term. But talk us through the various asset classes and options that we can explore as young people.
Correct. You know, equities have a place in my heart because they are the foundation of the investment world. It's the start of everyone's journey, but I do implore young investors to go out there and do research and find more assets that they can invest in. You know, what we found is with young people, they tend to not consider longer term investments, because it has been associated with being very bored, very inaccessible, and really not in line with the instant gratification type of society we're currently living in at the moment. But when looking at the suite of products that SV Capital's offer, I would say it's a far cry from boring. So with us, you can invest in cattle, which provides you an opportunity to participate in South Africa's agricultural sector, or you can invest in our short-term investment, which gives you exposure to the project finance sector within the country. Or you can also invest in our delivery bike investment, which gives you the opportunity to participate in the last mile delivery sector within South Africa. All very different products, all very exciting and unique opportunities that any young investor can capitalize on. I think the core of this conversation is looking at diversifying your investment portfolio. Yes, having equities in there is necessary to provide a return to you to ensure that you have some sort of diversification within your investment portfolio. But looking at alternatives should be something that is front of mind, because alternative investments are advantageous. They not only generate competitive returns compared to equities, but they also give young investor access to sectors they wouldn't necessarily have access to. So I think it's an opportunity one should take upon themselves to look for these alternative investments and ensure that it forms part of your investment portfolio, because it really could be beneficial to any young investor.
100%. I'll tell you what, Ayanda, you're hitting the nail on the head here on so many aspects, and definitely themes that we need to be mindful of, including diversifying our investments, committing to our future selves, because even though we want to be forever young, the truth is time does evolve and you need to adjust to the needs and the kind of life that you want then. And of course, understanding the basic principles of saving and investing and how different they are. We'll be sure to expand on this conversation at another time, Ayanda, but truly appreciative of your time this evening.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. That's Ayanda Majola there with some key nuggets that all of us, regardless of our age, certainly need to consider. That's Ayanda Majola, co-founder of SV Capital, an institution and organization that helps all of us as investors make sure that we meet our financial goals through their guidance.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.